Our final reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you everyone who's contributed so far. Let me pray for us as we consider the light of the world. Heavenly Father, may the words I say and may the thoughts we all think bring glory and honor and praise to you. And we ask it for Jesus' name. Amen. I've been persuaded finally that Christmas lights are a lovely thing and that the world has got behind them in some remarkable ways. You may have seen wonderful Christmas lights as you walked around your village, stunning Christmas trees made of lights. Thank you, Duncan. Decorated houses and gardens, icicles, and a whole host of snowmen and reindeers as well. LEDs have made things much easier, haven't they? I'm so glad we don't have the annual hunt for the broken bulb that needs replacing on the line of lights around the tree. Candles don't give out a lot of light. If you avoid the sickly scented ones, they can set a lovely Christmas atmosphere. Well done to all of you who've got candles burning now without setting anything on fire. There is a time when even a single candle, frail as it is, can be the most welcome light in the world. And that is when it is pitch black, when it's too dark to see your hand in front of your face. When a single candle shines in that darkness, well, then you can get your bearings. You can see where to put your feet and you can reach for the door handles. We've lived through a pretty dark year with many normal activities curtailed and lots of uncertainty on top of the threat of an unseen virus. It has felt very dark at times, and perhaps even more so as of yesterday's level 4 lockdown for us in Cambridgeshire. And so it's light that we need and light that we long for. Not just long, sunnier days, but something to answer our deepest longings and greatest fears. Some have been saying there's light at the end of the tunnel, by which they mean a vaccine to hopefully heal and deal with the immediate threat. But what we need isn't waiting to be delivered. It, or more accurately, he, has already come. Verse 9 of John chapter 1. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. That light shone in the darkness and was not overcome by it. That light was none other than God himself coming to be with us. What is hard to get our heads around is the majesty and the power and the glory and the might that is God was possible to be seen and worshipped in the flesh from that first Christmas morning when Jesus was born to Mary. God, the all-powerful creator and sustainer of the universe and of everything else, shrunk himself down into human form that he might be seen and touched and known and heard. There is little that is more weak and helpless than a newborn baby. But I've been struck again this week by the thought, verse 10, that he, God, was in the world. And though the world was made through him, so many in the world didn't recognize him. It's hard to recognize God when you're looking at a tiny human baby. Oh, there were shepherds who came down from the hills responding to a message from angels and worshipped him. And there were one or two in the temple when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus for a blessing who recognized him. But so many didn't, and so many still don't. Look at verse 11. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Well, that's the first question we need to ask ourselves this Christmas Eve. Have we recognized him, the light of the world? And together with that, another question, have we received him? Have we recognized him and have we received him? Perhaps my asking a few questions using the light metaphor will help us consider whether or not we have and what we should do. So first question, have you grasped how dark the world is and how much it needs the light God has sent in his Son? It's dark with suffering. It is dark with broken relationships. It is dark with fractured communication. It is dark with abuse and pain and poverty and grief. The world is full of dark places. And if we're honest, we all have dark places, dark corners of our lives that need the light to be shone on them. Have you grasped that? Perhaps you've tried to find other ways to deal with the darkness. And if you're honest, you've found them falling short. Have you admitted your own stumblings in the dark and your desperate need for God's light? For forgiveness, for acceptance, for restoration, for strength, for hope and a future. I've got a black tie suit that I can wear at night when I'm confident that it will not be seen in daylight. If the light of day was to shine on that black tie suit, it would be seen for what it really is, a very dirty garment and not very fit for use. To look carefully at our own lives by the light Jesus shines may be hard. It'll be to go through the pain of admitting we need new garments. And the clinging familiar comfort of your old suit will be hard to throw off. But consider what Christ offers, new, clean and spotless clothes that cannot be stained anymore, that are washed and able to stand up under the brightest of lights, no matter what the future holds. To admit your need of Jesus is to bring your life out of the dark and into the light. To face the shock of exposure to that brightness, but then to be clothed in new garments that you need never be ashamed of. That is what is on offer at Christmas. Have you grasped the darkness of the world and in yourself? And have you recognized Jesus as the light of mankind, sent to shine into that darkness? If so, then you are ready to receive him. But how does a person receive him? How does a person receive the light? Well, look down at verse 12. To receive him is to believe in his name. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So to receive him is to believe all that he claims about himself. He claims to be the promised rescuer from God, our savior. He claims to be God with us, Emmanuel. He is both the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. That means he's our judge and our justifier. He is shepherd and king. To receive him is to accept that his coming and dying in our place was to offer you those things freely, as that is the greatest gift that you could ever be given. Nothing you receive tomorrow or any Christmas day ever is greater than what Jesus has offered you. And with that step taken, look at verse 12. It is to become his child. You are given by faith the right to be a child of God, to be adopted into his family, as the verse says at the end, born of God. For some, this Christmas Eve, after the one of the darkest and unsettling years we've had to face, tonight may be the moment to drop the barriers, to recognize your need, to receive the rescue, and to be adopted into God's family. A short prayer from the heart along those lines that you say and God will hear would be a wonderfully fitting way to end this service, to end this year, and to begin a new life. You would be coming out of hiding and into the light, and that light of life would be yours from then on. But if Christ has shown himself to you and you have seen his light, well, then the applications are different. A few questions for you. One, will you remember perhaps days, years, however long it was that you walked in darkness and you ignored the light? Cast your mind back. Were you a teenager before you trusted Christ? Think of all those years in the dark. Were you later on in life? Think of those decades you walked in darkness. Will you treasure and value the change that God wrought in your heart as he turned you towards the light and opened your eyes to him? Will every Christmas be a chance for you to go back to that opening of your eyes moment? The people used the words that were said, the experience God have given you, the people God used that together brought you into the light. Will you remember those? Treasure them. Thank God for them. And secondly, will you press on by grace and not by works? Remembering without the light God chose to shine, you would still be stumbling around in the dark. It was his doing that brought you into the light. Will you Sunday by Sunday, even day by day, recognize that your very great sin is fully and finally paid for by God's very great sacrifice? As a star dies, I gather it emits a hugely bright flash. A flash of light that can travel millions of light years. Astronomers are observing those even now. And then they die. Christ's birth, life, death on the cross and resurrection 2,000 years ago shone a bright light that is traveling across the universe, across time, across space, and to you this very Christmas Eve. It is a light that has shone and not gone out. He still saves. His work is still effective. It still doesn't rely on any effort from you. It's a gift, entirely by grace, and all we need to do is by faith remain in that light. Oh, there'll be temptations to shrink off into the dark again this year, to hide a part or a whole of our lives from him, but his light has shone in the darkness, and it is a kind and gentle light, warmly drawing us failing sinners by patience and compassion and tenderness out into his embrace. So, Christian, will you remember what you were in the dark? And will you press on by grace into the light? Two verses from that reading in John chapter 1 before we sing our last carol. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Praise God for the Lord Jesus.